We are a week, well, a little bit more than a week, into May 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville Flyer. And the reason I bring up that we're a week into May, Wayne, is that, okay, so 8 days in, still plenty of entertainment options yet to go in the month.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the, like, the spring shows have already started wrapping up for the season. Good Wife had their finale last week, so they're slowly starting to wrap up. And
those singing shows are ending soon, right?
And, you know, in the spring we had the Hunger Games, but then this past weekend, the Avengers, I guess, kind of kicked off the summer movie season. And did really well.
Best
opening weekend ever. It'll be interesting to see how that sticks. Like the Hunger Games was able to maintain for 4 weeks.
Right.
But with the Avengers, there's so much stuff coming later this month.
The point where it's a blockbuster every weekend, right?
Right. So, and everything has a 4 or 2 or 7 in the title. So,
right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that works. But coming later in the month, you've got things like New Girl and Big Bang Theory. Within this week and next, that'll be ending their seasons. And then on the 11th, Dark Shadows comes out, which I think looks promising.
New Tim Burton movie.
And it looks really promising to me.
It appears there's a bit of a twist. Instead of just trying to be the old TV show, it looks like it's kind of playing it tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it looks to me like it could be really good, and it's got really great casting. So,
and it hasn't hurt lately to have a vampire in your movie.
On the 13th, Desperate Housewives ends its 8-year reign on ABC.
On Mother's Day.
I haven't thought about that. That's fitting. After, you know, having 1.25 really great seasons and then 6.75 that were just kind of terrible.
So it's been on 8 years.
Yeah, but the show has spanned like 12 or 13 because they took these 5-year leaps.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that show was it when it first came on. So it's kind of interesting to see what'll happen there. And then later in the month, we have The Dictator on the 16th, which is Sacha Baron Cohen and Anna Faris. And
his first big movie made a ton of money. Then the next one was disliked by fans and critics alike. So it'll be interesting to see where this one falls.
Yeah, he may be a one-trick pony, but he's a talented person because, you know, he was in Sweeney Todd and he was very good.
Right.
So, I mean, he's a talented person.
But can he carry a movie by himself?
Right. He was in Hugo, too. So, and then on the 18th, we have Battleship with Liam Neeson, which looks terrible, but maybe it's going to be really great.
I saw a preview for it. And, it's another one of these. It looks like the effects are great. But even the trailer, even the preview didn't try to tell you there was a story. It just said, come watch stuff get blown up.
And what? Is Liam Neeson the new Samuel L. Jackson? Like, you get nominated for an Oscar and then you just sell out completely?
Hey, you got to pay rent. You got to pay rent.
Well, Morgan Freeman does that too, but he'll throw in a nice project every now and then. So, and if I could make a book suggestion, one that came out last week that I started reading is sort of the story of Thursday Night on NBC.
Oh.
So it's from former executives. It's from stars of past Thursday Night shows.
Interesting.
And it follows from Cheers, which kind of started Thursday nights, through Cosby Show, Seinfeld, Law and Order, Mad About You, Friends, Frasier.
Hill Street Blues.
I don't know if that started on a Thursday night, so
I don't think they're covering that.
But it ends, of course, with Will and Grace, and because that was kind of the last, and of course, ER. But that was kind of the last of, you know, NBC's great Thursday night programming.
The ones that dominated the ratings.
Right. It's a great book. And, you know, it really shows how far we've come from a time when, you know, 75 million people were watching Thursday night NBC to, now when it's not even just NBC.
But I was going to say.
We don't even get numbers like that, even on American Idol. A good night
it
for
better
them
be Super
is
Bowl.
27 million.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. So that's something interesting to read. Do you have anything you're looking forward to this month?
Ooh, I've had such a busy month already. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to New Orleans Jazz Fest and saw a lot of great music there, and I'd been waiting for the Avengers for a long time.
I know.
And so some of those sound interesting. I can guarantee you won't see me at the Cineplex for Battleship, though.
I wonder if you're going to see a lot of people there or not. That just doesn't – that doesn't look that promising. But maybe the joke's on us.
Yeah.
Because who would have thought – that you could make a successful movie franchise off of a Disney ride.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
I remember a lot of us made jokes about that when it was, mm-hmm. so you're
and
right.
Three
maybe.
Movies and 700 million later. And so, you know, it could make a lot of money. I don't think that we're going to be waiting, you know, to hear it for Best Picture next year.
No.
Maybe sound mixing.
There you go. The Oscar-nominated Battleship.
Right.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.